This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bops, bangers, ballads and throwbacks. It's Music Fridays on Joy Drive.
Leo Stubbing is from the Sound Museum podcast and YouTube channel and brings us all the new music of the week. Leo, good afternoon.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Let's be authentic to everyone. You just went, how's your Wednesday going?
I know. It's been a long week.
That's okay. Last week I couldn't play all your new music. So, you know, we've changed positions today. But today everything is in order. You've been a very busy man because there's so much new music.
As always, Fridays is a really busy day for me. There's housework to do and there's music to listen to as well. First up, a massive congratulations to our favourite, we love G Flip here on Joy. Her album, well, sorry, their album, I should say, their album has debuted at number 4 on the album charts and number 1 on the vinyl chart.
Fantastic. Congratulations, yeah. G Flip.
But talking of albums, there's 3 massive albums released today. The first one is a brand new album from Ed Sheeran. It's called Play, his 8th studio album. Now, 4 of the 13 tracks have already dropped on streaming services. Now, if you can obviously stream online, there's the CD and the vinyl available as well. With the CD, you get 2 extra tracks, and with the vinyl, you get another extra track. So they're all sort of separate.
Oh, so you got to buy both.
Well, that's how Taylor Swift does it. or the multiple variants. But Ed is touring the country, of course, in March to promote the album, including 2 shows, 2 sold-out shows at the Melbourne Cricket Ground. This is from the new album, Play. This is A Little More.
I used to love you. Now every day I hate you just a little more. I've got better.
He's an amazing songwriter.
He is. And this album, Play, is a bit more sort of poppy, a bit more up-tempo. So if you like, even if you don't like Ed Sheeran, this album is probably might surprise you.
Get you tapping away. I liked from his last album, was it the last album, Old Phone?
I think so. I'm not really a big Ed Sheeran fan.
Oh, he's got this song and it's all about, you know, finding your old phone.
Yeah. Talking of new albums, this one here is the debut solo album from Jade. Oh. Of course, it was part of Little Mix. And if you love pop with an edge, you'll love this album. It's called That's Showbiz Baby. 7 of the 14 tracks have already been, I guess, released on streaming services. And this was the one that kicked it all off from Jade, Angel of My Dreams.
Angel of my dreams, I will always love you, hate you, it's not fair. It's so bittersweet, I will always want you, need you, you don't care. Love when you call me a star, you let me down in the dark. Want you, need you, you don't care, it's not fair.
It's not fair.
Jade is kicking goals. I've got to admit, I love Plastic Box too.
Yes. So that one, Angel of My Dreams, was released last year. And so if you love that one, there's heaps of other tracks that she's released since then. And the new album, That's Showbiz Baby, is out today.
Loving it. Leo, the next one is very exciting for everyone who listens to Joy.
Yes. Era Mento Pop, it's called, from Sophie Alice Baxter. This is her 8th studio album. She's a massive gay icon. We love Sophie. Again, like Ed and Jade, they tend to release multiple tracks before the album's released. So 6 of the tracks have already been released. Would have heard them. There's 12 tracks on the album, including Dolce Vita, Stay, and this new one, taste.
You know you got a taste.
Tastes so good to me. Love it.
Yeah, new one from Sophie Ellis Bextor. It's one of the tracks from the album. It's called Taste. The album was called Pyramento Pop, featuring that track, Relentless Love, Stay On Me, and Dolce Vita. So many great tracks from Sophie Ellis Bextor. Now, this afternoon, one, I've been watching YouTube.
Oh.
And watched this new video from Demi Lovato. It's called Here All Night. Let's just say she needs to do some housework.
She can get you over.
This place is a bloody mess. Anyway, here's a brand new banger from Demi Lovato.
Well, at least, even if the house is dirty, she's putting out some good music lyrics.
She's looking hot in the video. That's called Here or Night, brand new for Demi Lovato. This next track is quite special.
Very.
Taken from his forthcoming album, which has been pushed back to Friday the 10th of October due to vinyl production delays. I think that Taylor Swift has been hogging the printing plants for vinyl.
Tell him
no
to get off.
No one's going to look up from Taylor Swift. But Callum Scott played dates in Australia earlier this year. He's due to announce dates early next year because he's going to be in Asia, not far away, in February. So I reckon he'll be here sort of February, March, and he might do Mardi Gras.
Oh, my goodness. You heard it first from Leo Stubbing.
I don't know if it's true, but I'm just putting that at the end of the universe. Callum Scott would be great for Mardi Gras. This track, he's teamed up. Well, when they do these, I guess, duets, they get the okay from the estate. And, of course, the estate gives them the parts. So when I say the parts, I mean the stems for the vocal, the production, etc. So Callum Scott has teamed up with the late Whitney Houston on her classic track, I Wanna Dance With Somebody, and this is simply stunning. Take a listen.
Leo, that gave me goosebumps. I love Whitney.
It's stunning. It's a beautiful, beautiful version of the song. So different, of course, from Whitney's up-tempo banger. Callum Scott, who's out and proud, teaming up with Whitney on that classic track. Simply stunning. I can't wait for Callum's album to come out next month. Looking forward to that one.
What is on your YouTube channel and podcast?
Well, this week I've discovered some more gems. Marsha Hines, This Is Your Life special. Danny Minogue on Young Talent Time. And another Kylie throwback from the 90s. Plus, on Monday, if you're a massive Kylie fan and you love the album Light Years from 2000 with Spinning Around on a Night Like This, I am doing a special podcast episode on Monday, drops on Monday, celebrating the 25th anniversary of Light Years.
Fantastic. Leo, where do we find you?
Sound Museum AU across YouTube and my podcast, also on social media, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. And today's throwback is, I think you're going to love this one. This band was formed in here in Melbourne in 1978. I was 4 years old. This band had 9 top 40 singles, but this track was their biggest, reaching number one here in Australia, number 3 in New Zealand, and cracked the US Hot 100 at number 37. So this was number one 40 years ago in 1985 from the album of the same name, Out of Sight, Out of Mind.
The Models.
Yes.
Oh, Leo.
I know you love it.
I love it. Catch you again next week. Thank you so much for joining us. And what an awesome list of new music you brought us today, Leo.
My pleasure, guys. And get streaming this weekend on all the new music.
Thank you, Leo Stubbing from the Sound Museum podcast and YouTube channel.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.